Here with me I have Tom Doerr, who is President and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council. And Tom, we're at an international marketing meeting, which takes place each year for the Council. Just give us kind of a preview of what this meeting's all about.
This is a combination members meeting and a meeting designed to develop our unified export strategy, or what we use the acronym of UES. We bring all of our country directors. We have 10 of them normally. I think we're short one right now. We bring them together with what are known as our advisory teams and all of our delegate members. And we spend the better part of 3 days sitting down and analyzing what the market opportunities and the market challenges are in the international marketplace. When we get all done, we put this unified export strategy together and present that to the Foreign Ag Service. And that facilitates our ability to do a lot of international market development work.
So even though we're here in this beautiful, warm place in the middle of what's been a very cold and wet summer through most of the U.S., this is really a business meeting to get some work done.
No, it really is. These fellows came in yesterday. We started meetings this morning at 8:30, and I was in four meetings that ran back-to-back through until 4:30. So the fact that I'm still standing and talking to you, Chuck, is amazing in itself.
Well, as you look at the topics and the things that are going to be discussed, any key points you might want to bring up?
Well, I think what we're looking at is one of our keynote speakers tomorrow, Carol Brookins, who formerly owned World Perspectives, was a board member of the U.S. board member of the World Bank, is going to talk about a brave new world. And essentially, we're going to be taking some time to step back and look at all of the challenges and all the opportunities and changes that are taking place. And they're really rather dramatic. For example, in 2004, the Black Sea region of the country, or the world, which is Ukraine, Russia, and northern Kazakhstan, exported 3 to 4 million metric tons of feed-grade wheat and feed grains. Last year, it was 51 million metric tons. This year, around 45. People think that if the economy continues to grow and their governance systems mature accordingly, they could be up to 80 million metric tons another 4 to 5 years. That's 3.2 billion bushels. One of the really interesting things that's coming out of this is people are saying, why don't we go over there and help them learn how to convert feed-grade wheat into ethanol? Why do we do that? Because what they're doing right now is shipping 5 and 10,000 ton cargoes into the Middle East. They're stealing market share from us, and if we're not careful, that'll be a tougher market to compete in. And yet we know that Ukraine would like to wean themselves from Russian liquid fuels. So when you sit down and start looking at all of these complexities, you realize the world's changed rather dramatically in the last 10 years, and this is a chance to try to evaluate how to address those issues.
Well, that very point was brought home on the corn mission I went on to the Middle East essentially last December, where we saw this influence from the Black Sea region, and it was brought up time and time again. So very much some work that can be done out there through the mechanism that we know as the Grain Council.
You're exactly right. Since I've been here a short 3 months, I've had the chance to visit with a number of state directors and other members around the country. And they say, you know, folks, we've been exporting around 2 to 2.2 billion bushels of corn every year for the last 30 years. So what did you do for me yesterday? What are you doing for me today? And what are you going to do for me tomorrow? And it causes some reflection. You got to know, first of all, you say, are we really competitive? Number two, do we have a product lineup that really is what the market needs? And number three, if we do, do we have infrastructure challenges that we have to address? And those go deeper than just the locks and dams issue. Infrastructure issues, for example, are if they need a 5 and a 10,000-ton cargo as opposed to a Handymax or a Panamax, do we have the capacity to ship that in an affordable way? Those kinds of things we have to sit down and seriously talk about because they impact how we compete in an international and global marketplace.
Well, I think you guys have your work cut out for you, and it's so good to see you here in one of the first times I've been able to interact in your new capacity and position, which I'll congratulate with here in this interview. That's Tom Doerr. He is CEO and president now of the U.S. Grains Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.